Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the H2O Innovation Special Announcement Conference Call. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, et bienvenue à la téléconférence d'annonce spéciale d'H2O Innovation. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing this conference, please press the star key followed by zero for operator assistance at any time. Cet appel se déroulera en anglais, mais n'hésitez pas à poser vos questions en français. I would like to remind everyone that this conference call is being recorded today, February 1st, 2021, at 4:15 Eastern Time. I'll now turn the conference over to your hosts, Monsieur Frédéric Ducret and Marc Blanchet. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Yes. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for attending the call. My name is Marc Blanchet. I'm CFO of H2O Innovation. This call will be held in English, but I'll just say a brief word in French to our French audience.
Merci, bonjour à tous. Dans un premier temps, j'aimerais vous remercier d'assister à cet appel et vous aviser que même si l'appel se tiendra en anglais, nous répondrons aux questions qui seront posées en français dans la seconde partie de l'appel. Pour faciliter le suivi de l'appel, je vous invite à télécharger la présentation sur notre site Internet h2oinnovation.com dans la section investisseurs.
Before we begin, I invite you to download a copy of today's presentation, which can be found on our website at h2oinnovation.com in the section investors.
Frédéric Ducret, President and CEO, is joining me today for the call, which duration is approximately 30 minutes.
During this call, Frédéric will be presenting on the new specialty products and service company we just acquired, Genesis Membrane Products. And he will go over the acquisition rationale and transaction summary. Please take a moment to read the forward-looking statements on page 2 and 3 and the non-IFRS financial measures on page 4 of the presentation. I now hand over the call to you, Fred.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for joining the call today. Well, we are truly delighted to announce the acquisition of Genesis Membrane Products, a specialty products and service company headquartered in Spain with operations in Chile. At page number 5, we see that Genesis Membrane Products, also named GMP, was established in 2001. GMP began as the technical service partner of Genesis UK, and over the years, it has developed specialized membrane autopsy capabilities in its laboratory in Madrid. Its business also grew through the sales of specialty chemicals, filters, and complementary products to serve the membrane industry. Their clientele counts approximately 520 customers, evenly split between municipal and industrial. These customers are spread out in Spain and Latin America. Among their clients, GMP counts many large mining sites and power plants. GMP has shown excellent customers' retention over the years, which is obviously something very attractive to us as we want to continue to increase our recurrent revenues and our financial predictability. The organization counts approximately 16 employees based in Madrid and Santiago, Chile. They are all expected to stay with the corporation and continue to grow the business with us. As of December 31st, 2020, revenues reached 5 million euro, or the equivalent of 7.75 million Canadian, with a sustained double-digit EBITDA. As presented on page 6, our desire to acquire GMP is motivated by our vision and goal of developing the world's largest membrane specialty chemicals and services supplier through distribution. Their laboratory, based in Madrid, is globally recognized as the preeminent membrane autopsy facility in the industry. This lab has performed thousands of membrane autopsies over the years, providing us with cutting-edge knowledge in the full spectrum of membrane filtration applications. Moving forward, the laboratory will continue to support our Genesis distributors around the world, as well as PWT's distributors. GMP laboratory capabilities are beyond what we have in Vista, California, and Cheshire in UK. This unique expertise is expected to facilitate the technical sales and key account strategy of the corporation's global chemicals business lines, being Genesis and PWT. Our second motivation behind this M&A transaction is to support more effectively our distributors and end user base in Latin America through their wholly owned subsidiaries, Genesis Membrane Products Latino America Limitada. GMP's local presence in Santiago, in Chile, also positions the corporations to better access the Latin American membrane chemical market, in particular the mining industry, which is a strategic target for the corporation's GenMine product line. H2O Innovation looks to build on the success of GMP, which recently won a 2-year contract for membrane cleaning chemicals and site services of approximately $2.4 million US, or the equivalent of $3 million Canadian, for a large mining customer in Chile. At slide number 7, we see that on a pro forma basis, combining the latest LTM last 12-month revenues of H2O as of September 30th, 2020, with the revenues of GMP as of December 31st, 2020, the pro forma revenues stand at $148 million. Strategically, this transaction allows us to increase our revenues of specialty products from 33 to 37% on a pro forma basis. Such business mix enables us to increase our average gross profit margin, to maintain our recurrent revenues to a high level, and thus to gain financial predictability. Now let's look at the main financial terms of this transaction at page number 8. As of today, February 1st, 2021, H2O acquired the remaining 76% of GMP. The initial 24% was previously acquired within the acquisition of Genesis back in November 2019. The valuation of GMP is based on a multiple of 6x the EBITDA. The purchase price will be paid over 3 years based on 2x the EBITDA of each calendar year of 2020, 2021, and 2022. For calendar years 2021 and 2022, the earnout will be calculated and paid once the audited financial statements for each of those years will be completed. The purchase price is paid from the corporation's working capital, which is a great news and a good sign of good financial health. Consequently, it won't be dilutive for the shareholders. Finally, to ensure the continuity of GMP's operations, we have signed employment and non-compete agreements with key employees. Moving to slide number 9, we see how this M&A transaction is aligned with the key strategic objectives of our 3-year plan that we have presented earlier in November 2020. First, the acquisition of GMP is in line with our M&A strategy to acquire companies that will accelerate our growth and profitability according to specific criteria. I will come back to these criteria on the following slide. Second, our specialty product sales network counts more than 100 distributors located in key geographies. We believe it is crucial to expand our product and service offering. This transaction will thus enable us to support more effectively a great number of PWT and Genesis distributors located notably in Latin America. We shall be in a better position to also leverage the innovative GenMine product platform for the mining customers. And finally, to maintain our high level of current revenues and strong customer relationships that we have, we believe GMP's team will enable us to maintain and grow our customer base through their lab service offering and their technical expertise. With respect to our M&A strategy presented at page 10, we see how this acquisition of GMP fits with most of our criteria that we have set in our 3-year plan. To start, GMP's transaction allows us to expand our customer offering, notably with their laboratory capabilities. Such offering will allow us to better support our large sales network of international distributors for both PWT and Genesis. The acquisition of GMP is also expected to bring multiple synergies, notably with our Piedmont business line, specialized in filtration and components for the desalination industry. With their office in Bilbao, Piedmont should be able to rapidly capture some of these synergies with the team of GMP based in Madrid. In the last couple of months, We even observed synergies taking place with Piedmont and the team of GMP based in Santiago in Chile in order to serve an important customer of Piedmont in Latin America. Lastly, the acquisition of GMP allows us to grow our customer base with more than 500 new customers. This will become a unique opportunity to cross-sell more products from our other business lines, such as Piedmont. We will grow these new customer relationships by expanding our offering with the goal of maximizing our recurrent revenues. Overall, we can say that this M&A transaction is well aligned with our three-year plan. Moving to page 11 of the presentation, we also see that the acquisition of GMP is allowing us to improve our financial performance. With this first acquisition in our three-year plan, we're not only growing our consolidated revenues to almost $150 million on a pro forma basis, but we are also increasing our consolidated EBITDA by more than 10% on a pro forma basis. With its double-digit EBITDA margin, the acquisition of GMP shall enable us to go and get one step closer to our 11% plus adjusted EBITDA target that we have set for fiscal year 2023. Moving to slide number 10 for the takeaways and the closing remarks. For us, the acquisition of GMP is the next logical step of our goal, which is developing the world's largest membrane specialty chemicals and services supplier sold through a large distribution network. GMP's laboratory is globally recognized in the industry and will support our Genesis and PWT teams in their sales efforts going forward. GMP's local presence in Santiago, Chile, positions us better with an access to the Latin American membrane chemical market, in particular the mining industry, which is the strategic focus for the company to further sales the GenMine product line. With an attractive valuation of 6x EBITDA paid over 3 years, with an earnout based on 2021 and 2022's GMP's EBITDA, the transaction is paid using the working capital of the corporation and thus is not dilutive for the shareholders. Moreover, it will allow us to grow our consolidated EBITDA by more than 10% on a pro forma basis. Therefore, the transaction becomes immediately accretive to our EPS. Finally, as presented in the previous slide, the acquisition of GMP is well aligned with our three-year plan objectives. This completes the presentation. I will now turn it back to the operator for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, please press the pound key. We'll pause for just a moment to compile a Q&A roster. Your first question comes from Frédéric Tremblay from Desjardins. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thanks. Good afternoon and congrats on the acquisition.
Thank you, Frédéric.
Thank you, Frédéric.
First question is on the revenue split. For the company, can you give us an idea of, it sounds like the laboratory services are an important part of the business. Is that the majority of the revenue?
Well, if I may, it's more important on a strategic side of things than the volume itself that it represents in dollars. It is strategic because through the laboratory expertise and the autopsy work being performed or any kind of lab service performed for customers, it really allows us to use this laboratory expertise to leverage afterwards the sales of chemicals. So in terms of absolute dollars, it's not necessarily that significant, but strategically to enable the sales of future orders of chemicals, it is very strategic. It's a solid selling tool. But we're not going to provide the details on the split between the different products being sold.
Okay, understood. That makes sense. And then I just wanted to know as well, historically, what their revenue growth profile has looked like and sort of your rough expectations going forward for their organic growth.
Maybe I can take this one, Fred. So historically, their revenue, I would say, was – I don't want to provide – too much guidance, but it's in line with our specialty products growth, I would say, which is in the, you know, not reaching the 10%, but just slightly below that.
Perfect. And just last question for me. In terms of recurring revenue, would you characterize all of their revenue as recurring in nature? How does that impact your overall recurring revenue basis going forward?
It's mostly recurrent by nature, indeed, yeah. Because the portion related to lab service is small, as I said, in absolute dollars, the vast majority of what they sell, being the chemicals and auxiliary filters, are mostly recurrent by nature, just like the other chemicals products we're selling to and manufacturing.
Great. Thanks for taking the question.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Naji Maidoun from Industrial Alliance. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good afternoon, and congratulations on the transaction. So you've already paid 1.5 million euros. How do you expect to finance the remaining earnouts for this acquisition?
That's going to be from our own working capital, Naji, and the working capital generated by the company. But it's, you know, we're paying 2x the EBITDA of each year. You know, it's going to be half of it coming from dairy, but the other half is going to be coming from our working cap.
Okay, perfect. I guess the total check is, you know, assuming some growth, is somewhere around the order of 7.5 to 8 million Canadian. Is that about right?
Yeah, depending obviously of what will be their EBITDA, but we could say that, yes.
Okay. Can you maybe just expand on the comments about the potential growth that you're seeing in the Chilean market? Just wondering if you can give us more color on the opportunities that you see going forward.
Well, moving forward, in the next 3 to 5 years, the Latin American market itself is expecting to grow, among the other key markets that we see there quite nicely. So, because it's driven by population growth, by their needs to come up with new water-related infrastructures, by also the mining industry, which is very present in Chile and in Peru and other countries in the area, they're currently building massive also infrastructure in the coming years. So for us, it will be to use this commercial and technical platform that they have already in Santiago to help our existing customers we have in the different countries to better sell their products, but also be in a better strategic position to leverage a product that was developed for the mining industry, which is a GenMine product. And if you remember, when we announced the transaction of Genesis back in November 2019, it's a new product that was just launched by Genesis, indeed addressed to the mining industry. So this transaction now that we're doing today should enable us to capture more opportunities of such nature in this great industry, which is really thirsty for water.
That's great color. It sounds like it's not just improving your margin profile right away, but also accelerating the top line growth. So that's good to see. Just maybe one last question for me. I guess looking forward for the rest of the year, just wondering if you can give us some high-level comments on the pipeline of M&A opportunities for 2021.
Well, as we laid out into our three-year plan, we said that we wanted to do 2 to 4 tuck-ins or roll-up acquisition by 2023. Without being too precise within our existing fiscal year, I would say that we're well aligned to conduct, you know, these acquisition, which now is 3 to go by 2023.
Okay. All right. Thank you for those comments.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Gabriel Lung from Beacon Securities. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my questions. Just a couple of follow-up questions for me. So first, I just wanted to confirm the $7.75 million in revenues that's going to be accruing to your P&L. Does that already factor any intercompany sort of revenues, related revenues?
No. No, because in our Gabe, it's Mark speaking. So in our P&L, it was only if you look at the P&L, it was only the share profit that was into our P&L. So the revenue part was not into it.
Okay, that's fine. And my second question, I guess, is: are you able to talk a little bit about what GMP's pipeline of opportunities look like? You did mention that one sort of mining deal in your press release. I'm just wondering, are there any other sort of chunky sort of deals like that in their near-term pipeline as well?
Well, again, we're not going to disclose in detail in all this pipeline of each of our divisions or business line, but they do have a lot of opportunities in Chile and elsewhere as well that we're going after. I think the addition of for GMP itself, I think their world is becoming way bigger. Now they have access to additional resources within H2O. They have additional also to complementary products. So not only they will be able to grow within their own world, but they will be able to grow with the addition and access now to complementary products we're offering.
Gotcha. Thanks for that. That's it for me. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Gab.
We have no further questions in queue. I'd like to turn the call back over to the presenters for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for attending the call today, and we look forward to catch up with you on the presentation of our Q2 results next Thursday on February 11th. Thank you all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.